From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A federal judge in New York today tossed out a lawsuit filed by mutual fund investors who say that they lost money because of shoddy research reports from the investment firm Merrill Lynch. It is the third lawsuit dismissed by Judge Milton Pollack this week. Yesterday, he issued a scathing ruling in which he denounced investors who he said were trying to recover money they lost fair and square. The rulings represent a big victory for the beleaguered securities industry. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Soon after the recent scandals involving Wall Street stock analysts, hundreds of individual lawsuits were filed against the big securities firms. Many of the plaintiffs alleged that they lost money because they relied on misleading stock recommendations from analysts who were soft-pedaling their criticism of companies in order to help their firms win lucrative underwriting business. But in a ruling issued yesterday, Judge Pollack tossed out two class action suits against Merrill Lynch having to do with its recommendations for a pair of internet stocks. He also put more than two dozen other cases on hold. Today, Pollack also dismissed a suit filed by investors in Merrill Lynch's Global Technology Fund. James Cox is a professor of law at Duke University.
This is the most ringing win for the investment banking houses. It takes a matter of courage because the public really do see investment bankers as just a two words for saying thief.
Cox says the harsh rhetoric in Pollack's rulings is especially unusual because the 96-year-old judge is known as someone who's sympathetic to investor concerns. The judge denounced the plaintiffs as high-risk speculators who were seeking to lay the blame for the internet bubble solely at the feet of Merrill Lynch. He said the investors had joined in a freewheeling casino that lured thousands obsessed with the fantasy of Olympian riches, and he said they want federal securities laws to underwrite, subsidize, and encourage their rash speculation. And Pollack said the plaintiffs had failed to prove that they bought stocks specifically because of the analysts' recommendations. Again, James Cox.
All these cases against investment banks have what we call terrific causation problems. That is, to link up the investor's loss with what you say is the misconduct on the part of the investment banker.
Pollack said the fact that stock analysts' research was subject to conflict of interest was well covered in the financial press before the internet bubble burst, and so investors should have been skeptical of analyst reports long before the stock market crash. A lawyer for one of the plaintiffs issued a statement expressing his disappointment in the ruling and said he would evaluate what to do next. But Jacob Zemanski, a securities lawyer, says the ruling is a blow to the investors and their lawyers.
This is bad news for the class action lawyers who want the Wall Street crash to turn into a cash machine. This case is important, but most people who lost money in the stock market should not be able to recover the losses. Only those who can show that they actually relied upon fraudulent research.
Zemanski says the ruling does not completely let the firms off the hook. He says individual arbitration claims are pending against the firms. In addition, another federal judge is hearing a raft of lawsuits alleging that the firms committed fraud in the way they distributed shares of initial public offerings of stock. But Judge Pollack's ruling sets the bar higher for individual plaintiffs looking to recover money they lost in the market. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.